Exercise 32. Topic 1. Listen for a question that asks your opinion about a familiar topic. After you hear the question, you have 15 seconds to prepare and 45 seconds to record your answer.
Some teachers encourage competition among their students. Others help students learn how to collaborate and study in groups. Which approach do you think is better for learning? And why do you think so? Be sure to use specific reasons and examples to support your opinion.
Please prepare your answer after the beep. Please begin speaking after the beep. Example speaking answer.
I think teachers should help students learn how to study in groups because after students leave school, they'll have to rely on collaboration in order to succeed. Teams and committees get the job done in most employment settings. There are very few positions in which the responsibility and the credit for a project belong to one individual. In the biographies of successful people, it's clear that they owe their success to others and that they've had to collaborate in order to achieve it. And competition implies that someone must lose in order for another to win. And the current thinking in business and industry is to try to work out a win-win situation. And that means that all parties have to collaborate.
Exercise 32. Topic 2. Listen for a question that asks your opinion about a familiar topic. After you hear the question, you have 15 seconds to prepare and 45 seconds to record your answer.
Some people cope with stress by exercising. Others talk with family or friends. How do you handle stressful situations? Be sure to use specific reasons and examples to support your opinion.
Please prepare your answer after the beep. Please begin speaking after the beep. Example speaking answer.
I use several methods to cope with stress depending on why I'm feeling upset. If it's a situation I can do something about, I try to talk with the people involved. For example, when I'm angry with my friend, I'll tell him so. And I'll try to resolve the problem with him directly. I feel better, less stressed, when I express my feelings. But sometimes stressful things happen that you can't really do much about. For example, when I have a lot to do at school, it's just part of life. So when that happens, then I take long walks. I'm not sure whether it's the rhythm of the walking or maybe the fresh air, but I do know that it always helps me clear my mind and calm down so I can go back to the stressful situation again without feeling so out of control.